Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Adele's having a good time at the Oscars. Did you see the photos?
She was at the after party. She didn't wear the gold Crocs?
No. I wish she did.
No?
No, she was just partying at the after party to a J-Lo song, having a great time.
Oh.
But there were some gold Crocs at the event.
Now, can I just say, it doesn't matter what colour they are, I'm not sure that Crocs belong on the red carpet.
No. And when we say Crocs, I mean
the
full
Crocs.
On Crocs, not just like the Croc branded shoe, like a normal looking shoe with Croc on it. No,
no, the
this
Crocs.
Is the Crocs, and they are gold.
Le Crocs.
Le Croc.
But yeah, but gold. And look, it doesn't matter what colour they are.
No, they're a gardening shoe, gardening or a fishing ensemble.
I would think. I would back that.
Rock, like walking on rocks and your feet are going to get wet. That's where you wear Crocs.
No. In this case, who was it that decided to wear them out? Step out.
I've never heard of them, but Questlove, apparently.
Okay, they're a hotel chain. Yeah.
Familiar. Lovely hotel.
Stated they've been Margaret River.
So it was a full black ensemble. It was like a suit outfit, or all just black, and then
gold Crocs.
Beaming Crocs. I don't know if they're like gold plated or if they're actually like. There's carrots in there. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like,
I had a different mental picture when you said it like that, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
But have they just held up a croc and spray painted it?
Possibly.
Or is this made of gold? It looks very solid. I'm thinking these are metal.
Oh, but not
heavy.
A particularly practical shoe. Then
no.
How comfortable would it be to walk around in a gold slipper? And it's not quite glass. Did one get
Cinderella.
Left behind? Is there some kind of story going on here that we haven't reported
looking
yet?
Looking for Prince Charming.
Yeah.
I don't know. They look terrible. I'm sorry to say. They look awful on the red carpet at the Oscars, not where a gold pair of Crocs should be.
And look, if there's one left behind, I don't think anyone's coming back to claim it.
Chuck it in the bin.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Birthday girl from yesterday.
Yes.
That was the explanation behind all of this this camping and getting away and stuff?
No, it was just the long weekend we went camping.
Timed it well then, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You got away before it all happened and got back after, well, sort of after.
Yeah. We didn't plan to escape it, just we were already down there and heard the news.
That's what I mean. You did very well.
Yeah. Very lucky.
I saw the sign saying, next time stay home. Did you go past that one spot? Where was that
sign.
Near?
Near Eton, I think.
Near Eton. I see a sign for those that
decided. Well, look, would have loved to if I knew before I left.
If only
to that person who put the sign out. Sorry.
So welcome back anyway.
Thank you.
Ready for a short week.
Yeah, how good.
You seem well refreshed, so why not?
Mm.
Ready for a derby tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night's Thursday. I thought it was... Not Thursday?
No, Sunday.
All right, I'll look into these things before we talk to Malcolm Blight. But there is a derby coming.
Yes, Sunday.
Chances are, I don't know. Like, on paper, you'd think the Dockers would actually have a chance at this one, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Eagles at home, though. And if anybody comes back, I know they had a lot of injuries. If they get at least one or two of those players back, they could smash Dockers. I don't know.
You just don't know. It's difficult to pick these things, isn't it?
This season's been hard. I think there's, besides Bulldogs and I can't remember who the other team is that have won every game, everybody else is kind of like, who knows? They could either lose by 100 or win.
And completely randomly. So,
All right.
Speaking of sport, Australia's Olympic athletes and officials, top priority access when it comes to COVID vaccines.
Mm.
As they head into, a place that's just declared its third state of emergency after just 3 months in Japan. Everyone's copying it at the moment. I still find it hard to believe that sport continue. I mean, I get that sport's important to everyone in the world, but the priority that it's given you've got the Australian cricket team kicking around in India, of all places right now.
Yeah, well, there's a group of them that are stuck there now.
Yeah, members of them that are there.
Mm.
And, we're talking about flying everyone from around the world into Tokyo. It seems... I mean, look, yes, if you're going to send them, then absolutely vaccinate them. But
do we really need to? Well, if you're going to do it, I know it's tradition to have it in these places that have put their hand up and won the bid or whatever. But if you're not fit to hold it,
No.
Australia's over here looking pretty good.
Well, the game's over here. Everything seems to be going to Brisbane every time last year.
May as well just switch and they can do it in a few years and they sort their stuff out.
Well, they wanted to anyway. Yeah, instead of 2035 or whatever they're meant to, just do it now. But like, we're talking about 2,000 individuals.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of people to be flying in and out and round, and it just seems like a big risk. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. And the other big risk question is Elon Musk funny?
Is that the big question?
It is. That is the question on everyone's lips.
Does
it
matter?
Does he strike you as a comedy sort? Do you think he...
I think he's got a very dry sense of humour. I think it's...
And a lot
of people don't... unsure if he's...
Yeah.
If he's joking or not.
I don't know, because they're putting him on Saturday Night Live. He's hosting Saturday Night Live. So you can't hope so. Apparently, even some of the cast members are questioning the choice, but I guess someone's giving him a chance, so everyone watch and see. Yeah. Apparently, he's co-hosting with Miley Cyrus next
month. Wow,
so
what a combo.
Isn't it? What a dynamic duo that will be. I think
Miley will lighten it up then.
She'll have to, quite possibly.
She'll have a lot of work to do.
I bet you're going to learn something out of this, Nikki. Something. I bet you didn't know before. Osama bin Laden. Okay? He was public enemy number one, you know, the leader of terrorist groups that was, you know, essentially the one that the American public most wanted brought down not all that long ago.
Yep.
He had another side to him. Apparently he was obsessed with growing big sunflowers.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
It makes it all hiding
bombs in them.
It makes it all different, doesn't it? Apparently he was quite the farmer in Sudan back in the 90s, made pronouncements in his lifetime about climate irrigation and agriculture. Apparently he had a seed laboratory and went around Khartoum, that's the capital city of Sudan, showing off his sunflowers and saying how they ought to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh.
Which now, when I think about it, suddenly makes his nickname make sense. Now I know why they called him. You ready?
I'm ready.
Osama bin Gardening. Yeah, right.
You could have done better.
Well, go on then.
I said you could have done better.
Oh, I see.
Not me.
All right. Yeah, I've let you down. I apologise.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
It's World Safety at Work Day, which is all about preventing work-related deaths and injuries and illnesses. So there's never a bad time to have a look around and see how you might improve procedures in your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a day to remember those that have passed from a work-related injury or illness. April 28 is also Pay It Forward Day, which is basically, you know, trying to get everyone to be nice. There's lots of them and we encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's, you know, making somebody a coffee or donating to a good cause or giving blood today, these are all ways you can maybe just let someone in traffic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not give them the finger. Give them the wave.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be a nice change, wouldn't it? And if you do want to help a cause, it's also World Guide Dog Day today.
Aw, how cute.
Yeah. Now, for the second year in a row, the annual street appeal has had to be cancelled, obviously, due to circumstances. But if you check the Guide Dogs WA Facebook page, you can see how you can help. That can be a good deed.
Nice. Little puppies.
Yes.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is... Lyrical Gangster.
Time to say good morning to Jessica from Singleton. How are you doing?
Having a great time by the sound of it.
Sounds like a lot of fun in your car this morning, Jessica.
Yeah.
I take it it's a fun drive to school. That's where you're going?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Okay, well, Mum could win movie tickets on the drive to school today, perhaps. Double in season pass to see Wrath of Man is up for grabs. Stars Jason Statham. The king of action, I think it's fair to say.
King of the Baldies.
King of the Baldies. Bald action stars. Well, it's him and Bruce Willis, isn't it?
And The Rock, I suppose.
And The Rock. Yeah. Okay, there's a lot of bald action stars,
he's up there.
Actually.
He's up there. He's part of the royal family.
You can win tickets to check this one out if you can sing along to this tune for us.
Are you've warmed up your vocal pipes for us, Jessica?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Sing the next bit of this.
Oh, babe, won't you kiss me all night? While the storm is raging outside, lit up by the stereo light. Yeah, you know
that songs say for us.
Wow.
My goodness. What a voice.
Impressive. That was incredible. Now, let me just check to make sure. I'm fairly certain you got it right there.
Love song.
to me.
Well done. Woohoo! The beautiful voice has won you a double pass to see Wrath of Man. Thanks to Studio Canal. It's still going. You can't stop.
You're up. Well, you at least your folks are going to be off to the movie, so you've done very well,
well
Jess.
Done.
Nice work.
Thank you so much.
You're all right. Okay. You're welcome.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Now, this is the point in the morning where we inject some class into proceedings, but we couldn't find any today, so here's Nikki.
Oh, God. Thank you. The trailer is out for Nicole Kidman's latest TV series, Nine Perfect Strangers. It's based on the Leanne Moriarty book, which makes this the second series based on one of her books that Nicole's been a part of, after Big Little Lies. Mm. The series also features Melissa McCarthy and our very own Asha Keddie, and was filmed in Byron Bay here in Australia. Here's the trailer.
Welcome to Tranquillum House. You want to get well? You want to heal? Surrender yourself to me.
I have been feeling rather unwell lately.
In 10 days, you will be transformed.
Probably not the kind of retreat you want to go to.
No, God, it looks good though.
It does.
No word on a release date in Australia yet. It's just coming soon. Billie Eilish has posted a teaser clip of a new song. She shared a snippet of the stripped down acoustic track called Happier Than Ever.
When I'm away from you, I'm happier than ever.
She kind of looks a bit glam in the photo that goes with it too. Like no tats or coloured hair or anything. Just
no,
all...
Well, yeah, she didn't have any tats, face tats.
Did she not have tats? No. Piercings or something? Is it all just colour?
I think it's all just colour. Yeah. She's had crazy green hair, black, red and things like that.
The nail polish and stuff that kind of combos it. But
she's gone blonde now and, looks great. She also has an album on the way with the same name, Happier Than Ever, which is out on July 30th. Mm. Now, Justin Bieber was on the latest episode of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and took to the classroom instruments to perform his latest track, Peaches. Jimmy Fallon also on vocals too. It sounds great. Here it is. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, that's it.
It's not too far away from the nursery rhyme stuff that Alice just recently put out.
Very fun. And Janet Jackson is getting the Britney Spears treatment in a form of a new documentary. Oh. And I'd be sweating if I were Justin Timberlake. The production company behind the blockbuster Framing Britney Spears is working on a doco about the 2004 Super Bowl halftime show.
Interesting.
Where, of course, there was a nipple slip.
Mm.
And the fallout from the wardrobe malfunction is said to have boosted JT's career while stunting hers. JT apologized after the Framing Britney Spears documentary for allegedly using both of them for his own success.
Mm.
It's unlikely Janet will be supporting this documentary, though, since she's working on her own, so it'll be an independent docker.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.